Late last night, as people in Nice, France, were celebrating Bastille Day, a local man drove a truck down a major thoroughfare, mowing down hundreds of people in his path. At least 84 have died, more than 200 are injured. We're learning today that the driver has Tunisian roots. No organization has claimed responsibility, but French prosecutors say it has the hallmarks of a terrorist attack. Now, horrific events like this always raise the same question. Could it have been prevented? And to help us answer that, we're joined by Daniel Linsky. He's managing director at the security company Kroll. Daniel, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this was a huge event in Nice. People all over the place. Are we trying to contain the uncontainable?
Well, we're going to have huge events. We're going to have marathons like we had in Boston. We're going to have our July 4th celebration. Events are going to continue to go on. We need to look at what risk we have to those events and then figure out what we can do to minimize the chances of someone conducting an attack. And if they do conduct an attack, how can we minimize the damage that they can do?
Well, one of the risks, obviously, was that a truck could be used to mow people down. There is technology available to limit something like that.
Sure. It could be as simply as a police car parked across the street or a cement truck with sand. As you see, when the president comes to town, we usually have the approach routes covered with those vehicles, concrete barriers. There's a lot of things that could have been put in place that would have prevented vehicular traffic from interacting with that crowd.
You think they could have worked in this situation? We don't even know if they were there.
I don't know the layout of the land. They might have had that. That might have been the queue area that people were going into to go for the celebration. The challenge is, no matter what you do, at some point there's always a vulnerability, and your enemy is going to try and use that vulnerability against you when they can.
Well, you were with the Boston Police Department during the marathon bombings 3 years ago now. We know the story well. Two local men walked to the finish line, planted homemade bombs. Have we learned any lessons from that event that are used today?
We've had a great security plan and a strong security plan during the marathon before the bombing attack, and we've made that plan stronger. And we can put more checkpoints, we can put more concentric circles of security out there, more officers. We can do better training of our officers to make sure that they're trained in what they need to be, whether that's bomb detection with the special trained EOD canines, or is it behavioral detection analysis, where you look at people as they're entering into an area for a large-scale event, and you're looking at the behavior. Does it look like someone who's excited to be coming to the event? Does it look like someone who's running late for meeting somebody? Or does it look like somebody who's nervous and evil intent? Jeff Bauman, during the marathon bombing, when he was had the tube taken out of his mouth. One of the victims who lost both legs. As soon as he was able to speak on his own, the first thing he said is, "I saw who did it." He saw Tim Wunzenayev arrive. He saw his body language. He knew he was up to no good. And before he could do anything about it, the explosion went off.
The trouble is every circumstance, every attack is different. Here's a clip from one eyewitness to the attack in Nice. He wonders if these kind of things could be stopped.
We have been living with a state of emergency since the November attacks. So we see police walking around, we see armed soldiers walking around the railway stations and the airports and so on. I don't know to what extent armed soldiers could actually prevent. Armed soldiers can't open the fire when there's a crowd.
Your thought, the role of armed soldiers.
We don't know how many attacks those soldiers prevented by being present, visible, and interacting with the community. We don't know how many attacks were thwarted by the police working with the community to get information on individuals before they could conduct an attack. It's impossible to tell what you prevented. Can armed soldiers respond? The only response to that last night is somebody getting a shot at that driver and stopping him. You're going to need somebody there with a weapon and somebody there who can take that shot.
Well, we're all thinking about the conventions coming up, the political conventions. We have big reason to think there's going to be lots of protests. We've seen protests turn violent in Dallas recently in this country. What about that, these political conventions where a whole part of a city is cordoned off? The security is definitely in place. Are those easier to secure, or do they have weaknesses as well?
Everything has strengths and weaknesses, and the inner area where the presidential nominees are going to be, that's going to be a secured area. The Secret Service, by the time you get there, you've gone through 8, 10, 12 layers of security. They're going to have emergency action plans. That's going to be a very secure area with credentialed people only. The area around it, the protest zones, might not be as secured. we had a very huge security presence during the 2004 Democratic National Convention. We were expecting large problems. We were expecting large protests. We were expecting large concerns. The city was vacant. A lot of people left, took their vacation that week. And the industry around the city said that it was kind of the slowest time they ever had in that period. So you don't know exactly what you're going to get. I think we're going to have some protests definitely in Cleveland. There's definitely individuals who are out broadcasting. They intend to be there protesting. And managing their protest crowds are a unique challenge that's growing even more challenging every day.
And one of the things here in this situation, you hear this often when people are in one of these attacks, they don't really know what's going on. You know, they were at a fireworks display. Someone says, I thought they were fireworks. Or you hear guns go off and you think it's a backfiring car. So this is very complicated. And what to do as a person who's attending one of these events will have to be a conversation for another time. But we've been speaking with Daniel Linsky. He's managing director at the security company Kroll. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.